and welcome. You're listening to the X-22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3024BN. Today's date is March 20th, 2023, and the thought of the episode is, D's trying to regain power. The path forward is being set. Think precedent. Do not fear. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech fake news, the puppet masters, they are panicking and they're deploying all assets right now. They're trying to regain power because they realize if Trump gets into the White House, if Trump has control even before he gets into the White House, it is game over for them. So they're going to use whatever they possibly have right now to try to stop him. And this is why you're hearing about arrests, because those people that are behind the curtain, the people in the corporations out in Hollywood, all over the place, they are panicking like we've never seen before. And they don't care about the rule of law. All they want is Trump gone, one way or another. And they're going to throw everything they possibly have at Trump. Now, really think about what Trump has been doing. Ever since he came into the White House and he set everything in motion, he's been setting precedents to be used against them. So basically what he needs to do is he needs to set everything up, let them come after him, because remember, they're projecting all their crimes onto him, allow them to set these precedents. And yes, he is baiting them in, and then he can use it against them. Think about his tax returns. All those years coming after him, he could have just handed them over. They were completely clean. Why did he allow it to go to the Supreme Court? Because he needed to set a precedent. Think about what's happening now with an arrest. Have you ever heard of a president being arrested? Never, ever. Now they're going to arrest, what, the first president ever? Is that not going to set a precedent? Absolutely. Will Trump be able to use this against them later on? Everything that you're witnessing, everything that is happening right now, he is actually forcing them to do it on him, because in the end, he will use it against them. Think about what Trump has been doing this entire time. Think about the MSNBC News Network, the CNNs, the CNBCs, the New York Times, Washington Post, even Hillary Clinton and the rest of the corrupt politicians. What have they been repeating since Trump came into the White House? Nobody is above the law. Nobody is above the law. That's what the people have been hearing. This is what they've been spouting. What happens when Trump goes after them, makes arrests? Nobody is above the law. This is what they've been saying. This, it's like a chant, and it's going to be used against them. They have been set up in the biggest sting operation the world has ever seen. And in the end, they will not be able to recover from this. Now, we're going to be talking a lot more about Trump's arrests, what's happening, and the path forward. But first, we can see that Mitch McConnell, the people are not with him. Actually, the Democrats are with him, but the people who are Republicans and independents, they are not with McConnell. Actually, that kind of tells you everything you need to know. Because Democrats, and this is coming from Rasmussen, Democrats have a more favorable view of Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell than Republicans do. Now, Trump always points to McConnell and he says, yeah, this guy's a loser. And he is a loser. He's a rhino. What is Trump seeing right now, especially with this arrest? Trump is seeing who's on his side and who isn't on his side. He can see the board very, very clearly right now. And as he watches this plays out, there's many things that he's going to be able to use against them. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that James Comer, he's letting everyone know that the recent findings by the House Republicans investigation into the Biden family's business dealings were just the beginning. And the Oversight Committee put out a tweet and it says, we've got the bank records, and shows Robinson Walker LLC going back to 2017. And the beneficiary of the account is Biden, Haley Biden, Awasco, First Clearing, and it shows all the money that is going through this LLC. And what does that tell you? This is how their money laundering system has been set up. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, while all this plays out, we can see there's other news that's coming out, and this has to do with Epstein. And it's funny how this is building at the same time that the investigation is going on against Biden. And what we're seeing right now is that the U.S. Virgin Island, they hit back against J.P. Morgan's claim earlier this month that CEO Jamie Dimon had no clue that Jeffrey Epstein was breaking the law. Jamie Dimon knew in 2008 that his billionaire client was a sex trafficker. This is coming from the U.S. Virgin Island attorney, Mimi Liu. And they're saying that he knew exactly what was going on, and Staley knew what was going on. And what's very interesting about this is that a U.S. judge said that J.P. Morgan Chase must face a lawsuit by the U.S. Virgin Islands accusing the bank of enabling the late Jeffrey Epstein's sex trafficking. The judge also said J.P. Morgan and Deutsche Bank must face lawsuits by two women who said Epstein sexually abused them and who also accused the banks of enabling his sex trafficking. The judge said he will explain his reasons for the ruling in due course. And this is very interesting how this is all building up. Now, if the Patriots, and I do believe they are in control, and they have everything on these people, because remember, when Trump was in the White House, what was he able to see? He was able to see all classified information. He has full authority to see everything that has been going on. So if he can see everything that is going on, and now that he's declassified most of this stuff, does he know how to build the plan and move forward to take these people down? Of course he does. Brian Cates put this out and said the following: let me tell you my theory about why you haven't seen any public action on the Epstein Maxwell Black Book client list yet. Q followers will understand this better than those who are not. The people holding the compromising evidence over the elites who were doing what they were told to do or else changed when Epstein was taken down. All the compromising blackmail evidence changed hands. Patriots are in control, are now giving the orders to these compromised assets. And it's very interesting that Brian Cates says this, because when you look at Bill Maher, it's very interesting what he's talking about now. Because now, who holds the blackmail over them? Oh, it's the Patriots. Don't you find it odd that Bill Maher did a 180? Very interesting. Let's see who else does a 180. But that reminds me of Post 3131. This is March 20th, 2019. There's a picture of Bill Clinton and many other individuals in the water. And it says, will the rich and powerful influence the court to prevent the unsealing? Follow the attorney who took this pic, who was located behind the camera. Sex trafficking is real. Let me continue with Post 3135. This is March 20th, 2019. Q says, who is Rachel Chandler? Down below says, what high-profile elite people fund and provide Rachel with her photography studio? What is the studio used for? What is the studio really used for? Who has RC been pictured with? This goes far beyond spirit cooking models. And it seems that this is building up right now. And we're starting to get a lot of information about the Epstein case. And this judge is allowing these lawsuits to move forward. And the U.S. Virgin Prosecutor's Office is actually going after J.P. Morgan Chase, Jamie Dimon, and they're continually pushing. This is going to be very interesting, and the timing is going to be very interesting in the end. Now, what's very interesting is that we can see that Trump is coming back on all these different platforms. He was brought back up on Facebook. He's brought back up on Twitter. He has his YouTube account now. He's on Truth Social, which he started. And we can see that all these platforms brought him back up. Well, remember, he's running for election. The evidence came out that he had nothing to do with what happened in January 6th. Actually, he was calling for peace. So everything that they said to the public was fake, phony, and false. And now the elections are approaching. If they kept his accounts down, wouldn't that be election interference? I do believe so. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is you can see the Biden administration, they are coming after the people's weapons. They're pushing this agenda very, very hard. And what are the people doing? Are they saying, hey, you know something? Oh, yes, we must go with gun control. You know what? We're not going to buy guns. Actually, they're doing the opposite. The people now, they're buying more guns than ever before. February saw a continuation of the trend of Americans buying firearms, with the 43rd straight month of gun sales exceeding 1 million. I mean, really think about this for a second. They want to get rid of the guns. They want to take them away. And the American public is buying more and more guns at a rapid pace. This tells you everything you need to know. This tells you that the public is not going along with the deep state players. Remember, they're the minority. We're the majority. And actually, we're going to be showing them that we are the majority. We'll be talking about that a little bit later. But you can see that the deep state players, they're going to be moving this information war into a physical. This is what they're trying to do. They're trying to do it with chaos. They want a civil war. And they're trying to do it with an actual war. And you could see, how are they going to push chaos or a civil war? Well, we said this a long time ago. They're going after Trump. Are they going to try to arrest him? Are they going to try to indict him? Are they going to try to make the base angry? Are they going to infiltrate the protest moving forward, just like they did on January 6th? I do believe the front, the Patriot Front group, Antifa, BLM, and the criminals, they're all on standby right now. And we'll be talking a lot more about this a little bit later. But since we've been talking about war, you can see that they can't let up with Ukraine. They're not winning. They are losing. Putin is exposing everything. And this is why the U.S. is sending another $350 million in weapons to Ukraine. If they had the upper hand, they wouldn't be continually spending this amount of money. They wouldn't be sending this amount of weapons over to Ukraine if Putin was on the run, which tells you that they are losing and losing badly. And how do we know this? Because the International Criminal Court, they issued an arrest warrant for who? Putin. So why would they issue an arrest warrant? The ICC doesn't have authority in Russia. Russia doesn't recognize the ICC. Why would they do this? It's for optics. That's why. They're panicking right now. And all they're doing right now is showing the world, no, we're going to arrest him now. They can't arrest him. It's completely impossible. Actually, China's Xi Jinping, he has arrived in Moscow for a state visit, for talks. And this is very interesting. I do believe the deep state players, they wanted China and Russia to come together because they wanted this to look good optically, where they can actually start a war. Now, I do believe Trump and the Patriots knew exactly what they were about to do, and they knew that this was going to happen. This is why Trump, a while back, said he saw World War III coming. This is why Trump said, hey, I believe China is going to be invading Taiwan. These things are all going to come true. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, since the ICC put out an arrest warrant for Putin, we have the former U.S. National Security Advisor, John Bolton, and he says the International Criminal Court is fundamentally illegitimate. It's a very dangerous institution. Now, the question is, if they came out and they issued an arrest warrant for Putin, why would Bolton come out and say that this is illegitimate, this organization? Because I do believe in the end, this is going to be turned on them, and the arrest warrants are going to be issued on these people. And I do believe they're trying to use this optically, but also trying to say that, yeah, this isn't going to work on us because it's completely illegitimate. This is going to be very interesting how this all plays out. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we can see that since China, Xi Jinping from China and Putin, they're meeting, we have John Kirby out there letting everyone know that we won't accept a ceasefire, which I find very interesting. But the other thing that's really interesting is that we could see parallels between the Vietnam War. And when you look at back in time and you look at Lyndon B. Johnson's speech compared to Biden's speech, they're very, very similar. So let's go back in time to what happened in Vietnam. It says, our objective in South Vietnam has never been the annihilation of the enemy. It has been to bring about a recognition in Hanoi that is objective. Taking over the South by force could not be achieved. Then we have Biden. The United States does not seek to control or destroy Russia. If Ukraine stopped defending itself against Russia, it would be the end of Ukraine. Ukraine will never be a victory for Russia. Never. Isn't that interesting? It seems very, I mean, it's the same movie, but different showtime. And I find that very, very interesting. And then Trump put this out on Truth Social. China, Russia, Iran, North Korea, and other nations of less than friendly nature are busy carving up the world as our once great United States of America sits back and watches. We are a failing nation with open borders, fake elections, and our horrible inflation-riddled economy. We no longer set the standard sets us. Our so-called leader does nothing except eat, sleep, and shit. Where have you gone, Joe DiMaggio? Now, that is from a song, which is Mrs. Robinson. This was a Simon and Garfunkel hit back in 1968. It was a number one hit. And Paul Simon is a very big Yankee fan. And he saw DiMaggio one time, I think it's like in a coffee shop or in a restaurant. And DiMaggio asked him, you know, why did you say this? Why did you put this in your song? Why'd you use my name? And Paul Simon said, well, what I meant by this was, where are these great heroes now? And I find that very interesting that he used this quote from the song, because just a couple of, maybe a month ago, he retruthed a video and the song was Heroes. And that video was put together by Cameron Moore and he retruthed it. I think General Flynn retruthed it. Many, many people retruthed it. And Trump picked it up and it was a song by David Bowie, Heroes. And now he's quoting this as he's saying the hero is coming. It's starting to seem that way. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is everything the deep state tried to do back in 2020 with the pandemic or the plandemic, it has completely fallen apart. The people now are awake. The people are starting to understand what they have done here. And now with the vaccines, people are starting to realize that Pfizer knew all these different things, that it was going to cause problems with people. They knew that they were holding the studies back, not giving it to the people because they didn't want the people to see it because they wouldn't take the vaccine. And it's getting worse and worse for them as time goes on. And Pfizer and the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, they withheld evidence that COVID-19 vaccinations led to an increased risk of myocarditis, especially in young males, according to two sets of documents made public this week. So confidential Pfizer documents that were leaked show the evidence that patients who receive COVID-19 vaccine are at an increased risk of myocarditis. And I do believe there needs to be a full investigation into Big Pharma, because now we're starting to get the evidence and documentation that they knowingly pushed the vaccine on the people and they knew that people were going to get myocarditis. They knew women were going to have problems with menstruating. Women were going to have problems getting pregnant and people were going to come down with all different type of ailments and people were going to die suddenly. So I think we're at the point right now where there needs to be a complete full investigation by the House, and maybe we need to set up Nuremberg 2.0 court system to actually hold these people accountable, because the evidence is pouring out right now and the people now are actually learning what they have actually done here. They held all this information back. In the very beginning, they told everyone it was going to stop transmission. You weren't going to get COVID. It's safe and effective. That's what the people heard. That's what they were telling everyone. And now we're finding out that they actually had documentation saying the opposite. Just like what happened with January 6th. We're getting the video information that's coming out right now, and everything the Unselect Committee said is completely the opposite. Actually, there's a new video out there that shows the Trump supporters were trying to stop the people from breaking the windows at the Capitol. So who are these people? It's strange that they're wearing these helmets. They just have one sticker on the back that says Trump. So basically, these are either confidential human sources, it's neo-Nazis, it's Antifa, and these individuals, they were breaking the windows, and the Trump supporters, they were trying to stop them from breaking windows. Now, how do we know that people dressed up like Trump supporters? Well, Gain of Function, which is actually D. Schlopes, on Twitter, he put this out and he said, left-wing infiltrator sentenced to prison after pepper spraying police officers and breaking a window on January 6th at the Capitol. This was one of many leftist agitators there that day. Yet, we have been told by the media, FBI and January 6th committee, that none were present. And this actually came out from Yahoo saying a Florida man who supported Obama and didn't vote for Trump, Then he stormed the Capitol, pepper sprayed cops, broke $2,900 worth of windows, and got 4.5 years in prison. So I thought there were no agitators there. I thought it was all Trump supporters. It seems that this is backfiring on them every single day, and it's getting worse and worse as time goes on. And we know the D's, they're going after Trump right now. They have all assets deployed. They're going after him because they know they need to stop him. And if they can't stop him with using information, with actually maybe arresting him, indicting him, if they can't do that, they're going to take this to the next level. So I do believe what they're trying to do right now is they're trying to start chaos. They're trying to start a civil war to distract from everything that they have done. Now, is this going to work? I don't believe so. But they're going to be coming at Trump from all different directions. Look what's happening out in Georgia. Fulton County DA Fannie Willis is considering RICO and conspiracy charges against Trump over his efforts to challenge the 2020 election. So Fannie Willis is now considering racketeering and conspiracy charges against Trump because they have this so-called evidence. There's no evidence. There's nothing there. The call was perfect. They have absolutely nothing. But you could see what the deep state is doing right now. They're trying to hit him from all different directions. But we need to go back in time a little bit because now we have Stormy Daniels. We have this hush money payment, which actually Michael Cohen actually paid Stormy Daniels. Let's go back in time because we need to start from the beginning. Remember when CNBC put this article out? And this was January 2018. Amid publicity tour, porn star Stormy Daniels denies having an affair with Trump. So why would Trump have to pay Stormy Daniels hush money if he never had an affair with her? What happens if Michael Cohen had an affair with her? Remember, he's married, he had some kids, and he's created an LLC, paid her off, and now it came out in the open, and the weasel that he is, he lied because he knew he got caught, and he blamed it all on Trump. I do believe that's exactly what we're witnessing right now. And that tells you everything you need to know because she already admitted it never happened. But we could see that the deep state, they don't care about that. All they know is we have to get Trump. And it's not these low-level foot soldiers. They're being controlled by the upper echelon. Remember, there's many different levels, and you have the foot soldiers, these prosecutors, the Antifa, all these low-level people. They've been instructed to do certain things from the upper tier, like Soros and Hillary Clinton, Obama, and the rest. And yes, it does go far above that. And we can see they're making their move on Trump because, once again, Trump's in the way. They need to get rid of Trump, and eventually they'll come after the people. And they know that Trump, he's seen all the declassified information. They know Trump is coming after them. They see what's happening in the background. And they're trying to stop him. And they're trying to create a civil war. Now, what's very interesting, Trump has come out and he let everyone know that, you know, he's going to be arrested. We'll be talking about that in just a sec. But DeSantis also came out. He finally broke his silence. And Raheem Kassam put this out and said, wow, Ron DeSantis declares the far-left takeover of the judiciary leading to the potential arrest of former president not a real issue. Now, why would he say that? He did mention that Soros is behind this, but he's saying that the arrest of Trump is not a real issue and he doesn't want to get involved. He's playing both sides right now. Liz Harrington put this out. Actually, people do care about this because it is crossing a point of no return, turning the greatest nation on earth into a third world nation. Oh, you've got better things to do, like getting back on your Murdoch-funded book tour. You're not fooling anyone. And actually, if you look at DeSantis right now, and Trump is hitting DeSantis very hard, he is being controlled by certain players like Paul Ryan, the Bushes, and the rest, because this is all they have. They have DeSantis, and they're trying to use DeSantis to counter Trump. And he's taking orders from them. Now, Trump is continually telling DeSantis, you better make a decision here because if you go down this path, it's not going to work out too well for you because whoever enters the Trump quicksand never returns, never to be heard from again. And remember, Trump has the ultimate weapon. It is called the truth. And that's all he has to do is stick by the truth. And the truth will always win. Now, Trump, he put out a truth on True Social, and he's pointing to Midas Touch, and it says, Ron DeSantis partied with underage girls at drinking party while teaching at a Georgia school. Trump responded to this on Truth and said Ron DeSanctimonious will probably find out about false accusations and fake stories sometime in the future. As he gets older, wiser, and better known, when he's unfairly and illegally attacked by a woman, even classmates that are underage or possibly a man, I'm sure he will want to fight these misfits just like I do. That is very interesting. So right now, DeSantis, when you look at this, he's playing both sides and he's trying to stay in the middle. But I want to see how this all plays out with Ron DeSantis, because we know that Trump most likely is talking to the people behind him. And I want to see what happens optically if all of a sudden Florida doesn't change the law and DeSantis says, well, I can't run. What happens to all these people behind him? Do they move to Yunkin? Are they trapped in all of this? We'll have to watch how this all plays out. But we could see that this Manhattan DA, Alvin Bragg, he is going after Trump very, very hard. Greg Price put this out and said, in 2022, Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg reduced 52% of all felony charges to a misdemeanor. Now he's elevating a misdemeanor to a felony that the feds refused to prosecute to indict President Trump. Criminals roam free. Political opponents go to jail. This is your third world country. Want some examples? Alvin Bragg gave a misdemeanor to a man who committed an anti-Semitic assault in Times Square, to a man who robbed a drugstore at knife point, and to a man with 36 priors charged with grand larceny who proceeded to assault a woman on the street. Now remember, this individual is a low-life foot soldier that has been controlled by Soros. And is he the brains of the operation? Well, a lot of people don't believe he's the brains of the operation. He's just the front man. And they're saying that it's most likely all being done by Andrew Weissman and by the Chief Assistant DA Meg Reese, who is the mastermind behind all of this. So once again, we have Andrew Weissman. We have Chief Assistant DA Meg Reese, who is pushing this. And then they're telling DA Alvin Bragg, you're going to do the dirty work and you're going to be the front man, which I find very interesting. Now, this individual, Bragg, and all the others most likely, they're controlled by Soros. And Trump, he put out a truth, a video actually, letting us know. Take a listen.
Soros-funded Democrat Alvin Bragg is known as the worst DA in the country. His soft-on-crime policies have unleashed violent criminals on innocent citizens and turned New York City into a hellscape of crime, drugs, and chaos. However, Alvin Bragg's crimes against the people of New York may just be the tip of the iceberg. Before Bragg's election, it was revealed that Soros cut off $500,000 in funds to Bragg's campaign. It was reported that there were disturbing allegations leveled against Bragg by an unnamed woman. There was no investigation into the victim's charges by the Manhattan DA's office, and Alvin Bragg is yet to be charged.
I'm the only thing standing between the American dream and total anarchy, madness, and chaos, and that's what it is. I'm representing you. I'm just here. Always remember, they are coming after me. Because I am fighting for you. That's what's happening.
So Trump is now bringing in the name Soros, letting everyone know that this is one of the people behind the curtains who's orchestrating all of this. And we know that Soros is targeted. But remember, they didn't go after the big guy. They didn't go after Biden's crackhead son. They didn't go after Pelosi for insider trading. They didn't go after the Clintons. They didn't go after Epstein clients. They went after the one man who promised to expose them all. That is why they're going after him. And if they get through Trump, they're coming after us. Now, this is a two-tiered system. And what Trump is showing everyone, he's showing everyone the two-tiered system. Now, remember the charges that they are now using to get Trump. Now, why would Trump pay hush money to Stormy Daniels? She already admitted that they never had an affair. What would the hush money be for? It makes no sense. But let's go back to the FEC in 2022, where they fined Hillary Clinton and the DNC for lying about funding the fake Russia dossier. The FEC fined Clinton and said her campaign violated the rules because they failed to disclose payments funneled to Fusion GPS through a DNC law firm, Perkins Coie. So Hillary Clinton got a light slap on the wrist. She just had to pay a fine But there was no jail time. There was no indictment, nothing. But Trump, for the same, pretty much the same thing, which they're accusing him of, which he really didn't do, they're going to arrest him and throw him in jail. Does that make any sense? Well, I think that tells you everything you need to know. Trump, he put this out on True Social. He said, Biden wants to pretend he has nothing to do with the Manhattan DA's assault on democracy when, in fact, he has stuffed the DA's office with Department of Injustice people, including one top DOJ operative from D.C. who is actually running the horse face witch hunt. Bragg is a Soros racist in reverse who is taking his orders from D.C. I beat them twice, doing much better the second time. And despite their disinformation campaign, they don't want to run against Trump or my great record. And he capitalized disinformation. And that reminds me of Post 4373. It says, you are witnessing the greatest coordinated disinformation campaign to ever be launched against the American people. Information warfare, infiltration versus invasion, insurgency, irregular warfare, efforts to regain power. They're trying to regain power, but it's going to fail. Trump, he put this out on True Social. The lead prosecutor for the corrupt Manhattan DA's office worked as a lawyer for crooked Hillary Clinton and her law firm. Left this Democrat firm with others to volunteer to get Donald Trump at the DA's office for free. He quit in a huff when DA Bragg said there was no case here. He then unethically and illegally wrote and published a book about the case while it was going on. This is unheard of stuff. The case is now completely compromised, and reports are that Mark Pomerantz is in trouble. Now, what's very interesting about all this, they're using everything that they have to go after Trump. They're trying to make the base very, very angry. They want chaos in the streets. They want a civil war. And we had Maxine Waters. She was on MSNBC, and she's talking about domestic terrorists. She's talking about nobody's above the law. And she's trying to let everyone know that when Trump gets arrested, the domestic terrorists are going to come out and we're going to see chaos. Now, remember, she mentioned that word again. Nobody's above the law. They're brainwashed into saying this over and over and over. This is going to backfire on them because as they keep saying it, the people are going to say, yeah, nobody's above the law. You kept saying it. We heard you. We have video of it. We can go back in time. We can replay it over and over and over and over again. But this is what she said. I just want to, you know, have you understand that perhaps he was trying to organize domestic terrorists to protest this arrest. And I think we have to be careful about him making that announcement. He's doing it for a reason. And then we have John Anthony Castro. He put this out. New Yorkers, if they try to January 6th, a New York courthouse, show up with bats, time to put these MAGA effers in their place. I'm donating $1 million toward armed security. No more effing around. If we're going to take this prick down, we have to do it together. And then we have the New York Times. Trump says his arrest is imminent and calls for protests, echoing January 6th. Liz Harrington responds to this and says, echoing January 6th? So you mean the feds are planning to infiltrate and peacefully protest to stoke violence and then blame patriots so they can arrest and imprison more of their political opponents? She's absolutely right. That's what they're trying to do here. And we've said this from the very, very beginning. We know that they have the Patriot Front group. And that's made up of neo-Nazis, probably confidential human sources. We know that they have Antifa. We know they have the criminals and all the illegals and all the gangs that are coming over the border. They're all on standby for this type of moment. So why is Maxine Waters saying these things? Why is that other guy saying things? Why is New York Times putting the article out like this? Because what are they preparing to do? They're preparing to cause chaos. Why? Well, Trump, he put out two truths, and this is what it says. Our nation is now a third world and dying. The American dream is dead. The radical left anarchists have stolen our presidential election and with it, the heart of our country. American patriots are being arrested and held in captivity like animals, while criminals and leftist thugs are allowed to roam the streets, killing and burning with no retribution. Millions are flooding through our open borders, many from prisons and mental institutions. Crime and inflation are destroying our very way of life. Now illegal leaks from a corrupt and highly political Manhattan District Attorney's office, which has allowed new records to be set in violent crime and whose leader is funded by George Soros, indicate that with no crime being able to be proven and based on an old and fully debunked by numerous other prosecutors fairy tale, the far and away leading Republican candidate and former president of the United States of America will be arrested on Tuesday of next week. Protest. Take our nation back. Now, he's telling everyone to protest. He also has another truth out there telling everyone to protest, protest, protest. Now, when you look at this, he actually started a countdown, didn't he? And what's very interesting about this, if you go back to when he put these out here, this was March 18th, and this is post 3113. It says, what occurred the last time a countdown was presented? A false flag? Isn't that interesting? What would be the false flag? Oh, chaos in the streets? Civil war? Well, Jim Jordan, he put this out on Twitter. He said, was the Manhattan DA's office in communication with Department of Justice about their investigation of President Trump? Was the Manhattan DA's office using federal funds to investigate President Trump? Alvin Bragg owes our committee answers, and he does. And if this is the case, and this was driven by Soros and others, this is election interference. Trump, he put this out and said the following, there was no misdemeanor here either. There was no crime, period. All other of the many Democrat law enforcement officers that looked at it took a pass. So did Cy Vance, and so did Bragg. But then, much later, he changed his mind. Gee, I wonder why. Prosecutorial misconduct and interference with an election. Investigate the investigators. Then he said this. They are many years behind the statute of limitations, which, in this instance, is 2 years. More importantly, there was no crime. Now, remember, the police department in New York City supported Trump. The association supported Trump. And he put this out on True Social. Can you imagine the great New York City Police Department, correctly referred to as the New York City's finest, who for the first and only time in history endorsed a president, me, and honored me as a man of the year, having to defend and protect the defunders and cop haters of the radical left that want to put their greatest champion and friend in prison for a crime that doesn't exist. All the while, the Soros-backed DA allows murderers and other violent criminals to freely roam the sidewalks of New York. So now the New York police, they're going to have to make a decision. What are you going to do? Which side are you going to take? Now, I do believe Trump, he came out and got ahead of the story. And he took control of the narrative because what was the deep state planning to do? They were going to have helicopters, SWAT teams, you know, cameras all over the place, probably at Mar-a-Lago, where they wanted a big surprise like they did with everyone else. They wanted to show Trump being shoved against a wall, handcuffed, and brought out of Mar-a-Lago. That's what they wanted to do. And he knew that this was going to do. So what did he do? He decided to take control of the narrative. He called them out on it. And since he called them out on it, can you surprise him now? You cannot. Trump countered what they were trying to do. He took control of the narrative now. And now they can't do this surprise hit because they're already out there saying Trump will turn himself over. So it's not going to be this, you know, helicopter, boats coming in on the ocean, SWAT teams coming all over the place where CNN, MSNBC, and all these other stations are all standing by, broadcasting this out to the public, trying to create their narrative. That is not going to happen right now. He already countered it. I do believe he's controlling this entire narrative, everything that's going on right now. And again, he's baiting them in because he needs to set certain precedents to be used against them later on. Remember, we're at war. This is an information war. That's what you're witnessing right now. War is dirty. War is not nice. It's nasty. And that's what you're seeing. If it was a real physical war and people were dying on the streets, you would see that as plain as day. But once again, he has to set certain things up to be used against them. He put this out on True Social. He said the following. Remember, the same animals and thugs that would do this to perhaps 200 million people, but actually all Americans, are the communists, Marxists, rhinos, and losers that are purposely destroying our country. And Trump, he's standing in the way. If they can get rid of him, that's what they do believe, they're going to be coming after the American people. You think they're not going to round up the American people? Or are they going to try to round up the American people? Are they going to make the Trump supporters' lives miserable? Of course they are. That's why they need to take him out. Is it going to happen? I don't believe so. I believe this was planned from the very beginning. The military allowed him to call the shots. He has the Trump card. He has the declassification. They all know this, and they're trying everything they possibly can to get rid of him. Kim.com put this out, and he said, Trump hasn't returned to Twitter since his account was unbanned. He fails to get his message out to a significantly larger audience. That's a lost opportunity. Dems wanted Trump banned on Twitter for a reason. He could bypass the corrupt fake news media. Why gift the Dems a win? Why wouldn't Trump go back on Twitter? Can he go back on Twitter? I think he possibly can. But why wouldn't he? Think about that for a second. Will he ever return to Twitter? I do believe so. Elon Musk responded to this with a clock, and it looks like in time he will return to Twitter. I wonder what he's going to say on Twitter. That's going to be very interesting. Maybe it's the storm. And then we have Viva Frey. He put this out on Twitter. He's referring to Mario Newfall. And he said the following. Trump may be handcuffed and arrested next week. This as a result of a possible indictment. Could this be the end of Trump? Well, Viva responded to this and says, if this happens, it will be the beginning of Trump's reelection. Elon Musk responded to that and said, if this happens, Trump will be reelected in a landslide victory. Actually, if they strike him down in this way, he will become more powerful than anyone could ever imagine. But think about what Trump has been doing this entire time. He has been baiting them in the entire time. They keep saying that nobody is above the law, not even the president or former president. No, remember this, no other U.S. president, sitting or former, has ever been charged with a crime. He's going to be the first one. So if the deep state goes through with the Trump arrest, they're going to set another precedent. This precedent will be added to all other precedents. That means every former president right now can be arrested. He's already shown the public that this is possible. This is very important. Now, is he baiting in the deep state to do this? Of course he is. Will they do it? Well, let's see how this plays out. Let's see if they go through with it. But let's go back to post 3716. This is December 17, 2019. It says, first indictment unsealed will trigger mass population awakening. First arrest will verify action and confirm future direction. So is this post actually talking about Trump? Because will this actually show us the future direction that now former presidents can be arrested? Let's go to post 3125. By the way, this is March 20th, 2019. It says the pill must be easy to swallow. The lead-in, the public must be prepared for what is about to come. The public needs to understand this. Julian Drum put this out on Truth Social and said the following, and he's pointing to a Wall Street Journal article and says, Trump lawyer used private company pseudonyms to pay porn star Stormy Daniels. This was put out on January 18, 2018. He's pointing to a post, which is 540, which is January 18, 2018. It says, this will be the path forward with public outrage to jail many so-called untouchables. And you have to remember, they're trying to stop him from what he'll do when he's back in the White House. They know he's going to be coming after them. And that's why they're doing this. And what's very interesting, and this is March 21st, 2020, on the day that he's supposedly getting arrested, this is post 3895, it says, do not fear. So everyone is now wondering, what should we do? Trump is letting us know we should protest. But you need to think about protests. A lot of people think protest just you go on the street and you protest. But there are many ways to protest. I see a lot of people saying that we need to pray for Trump. Yes, we should pray for Trump. But is that going to send the message that we need? Well, right now, Trump hasn't been arrested at all. So we're not going to be talking about protests. And if he is going to be arrested, I've already created a special video that I will release tomorrow or the next day, depending on when all this happens. If he doesn't get arrested, then we don't have to worry about the video. But to support our president, to support him right now, and to show the deep state who the majority is, this is what I think we should do. And we've done it before, and I think we should do this on a massive scale. I think there's a lot more than 81 million people, and this is a very simple thing to do. Everyone put your flag out. Every house, every car, every bus, every train, every building, every overpass, every person. If it's a Trump flag, an American flag, put it out. Let them see us. Show the president that we support him. Can you imagine a country and you just look down the street and all you see is American flags? If you look on the highway and all you see is American flags on cars, when you walk down the street, all you see is that people have the American flag on them. Tell your brothers, tell your sister, your cousins, your mothers, your fathers. Use social media. DM people. Text people. Use the phone. Let the world see who the true president of the United States is. Let the world see who the majority is. Show the deep state who we are. People say, what can I do? How can I do something? I'm just one person. Well, you know what? This is very simple. Put your flag out. Put it everywhere. This is in support of Trump, our president. Take a picture of the flag. Post it on True Social. Comment on his post. Let everyone see it. Everywhere you see people talking about the arrest, put flags all over their posts on Twitter, on Facebook, everywhere. So everyone see flags everywhere. Everywhere they turn, they see social flags. They look outside, there's flags. Everywhere you look, it's flags. And that represents our true president. That's what we do. Now, if he gets arrested, we'll take this to the next level. Will we be peaceful? Absolutely. Will we allow them to infiltrate us? Absolutely not. There's always different types of protests. This is for our president. This is for our country. If he loses, we lose the country. And now is the time. Now is the time to show who we support. Show the deep state, show the fake news, who the majority really is. Flags out everywhere. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.